Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wherever we go.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's the Drunk Drivers there out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So before the break, we had the Skin Tones on. Thanks to Pete and Tony for coming in and sharing the new music with us. I started the wrong song for the second time tonight. Oops, sorry. So because of that, the new Skin Tones song that we're debuting here on the station got cut off. And I'm going to have like guilt sweats all night long because I screwed that up. So because of that, we're just going to play it again. Once again, the Skin Tone, their brand new song, Played in America, Max Inc. Radio.
Terry Steven Polito, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Life gets hard and life gets old. Well,
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. That's Mars Hall there. You got No Soul from 2020. Skin Tones before that with their brand new song. Gosh, I mean, I was like pushing buttons and I don't know what happened there. But, you know, live radio is always a wonderful thing, right? I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. They'll be back on air on New Year's Eve from the spaceship.tv. The Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, Porky's Groove Machine are all playing live for us. And we're going to broadcast it here on Civic Media and on the spaceship.tv where you can sit on your couch and watch us. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a New Year's Eve like no other, live at the spaceship here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, and the spaceship.tv. Max Inc. Heavy's coming up. It's going to be done by the Emperor tonight. Best of the 20s for Max Inc. Heavy. Also coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to get Paul Flipowitz on the phone. He's a Chicago Hall of Famer, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, I should say. And he's a hell of a nice guy, too. He has brand new music coming out. We're going to get him on the phone here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's do some Rascal Theory. This is Buzzkill on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. lose the thread inside your cluttered head. Someone else gonna tell your story long after you're dead. Well, I'm a boy long necktie. Yes, I'm a good time gone wrong. Well, I'm a patriot gone dissident.
Nathan Jones, that's Hollow Bill from Poets and Neckties, their 2021 release here on Max Inc. Radio. Some Blythe Gamble before that with Take Me, Bake Me. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Stick around. Paul Flipowitz is going to be on the show in just a couple of minutes. He has a brand new album out. I got three tracks we're going to play off of that. And we're here from Paul himself. He's going to call in from Lake Mills. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's three locations in the Madison area, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's, salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating, great music. You probably don't want to sit outside this time of year. They move you inside for the good beer, the good food. You can see the full menu and the music lineup at fullmilebeercompany.com. That's fullmilebeercompany.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio, we are local music. That is Paul Flipowitz, brand new music from Paul right there. It is called When I Get to Town. And on the phone with me right now is Paul Flipowitz, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer. Paul, welcome to Max Inc. Radio, sir.
How you doing, Jimmy? Good to talk to you, man.
It's good to talk to you. Well, little programming note, you were supposed to come in and play live in the Devil's Lair tonight, but with the sound man, Rocker, being out of the commission, we weren't able to pull that off. So we're I think it's going to work out good, because I'm excited to hear your brand new album, Paul. How are you doing, first of all? What's new?
Same deal. You know, I'm just attempting to get this release going, and so it's kind of all encompassing. But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You know, that's what I'm. You've been at this for a long time. I think you what 10 albums. This is going to be your 11th album.
Yeah.
How was this album as it came together, the conception of this album versus your other albums that you had?
That's a very interesting question, because I really had a lot of this stuff together before the COVID thing hit. And I was ready to record an album. So you know, so I didn't go, this wasn't like a hurry up thing for me. You know what I mean? I had a lot of these songs, over half the songs I had together, you know, and so, you know, and then we got froze out of the studio for a year and a half. And I did do a medium amount of live gigs during the summers and stuff during the COVID thing. But we weren't able to get into confined, you know, into the studio and all that. And you know, I just want to make sure that this music stays alive so people get a chance to hear what a West Side Chicago Blues guitar player is supposed to sound like.
Absolutely. And we just played the song When I Get to Town. Tell us about that song there, Paul.
Tell you about what about the song?
Tell us about the song. What's the song about and what it means to you when I get back to town or when I get to town?
I'm an old school blues guitar guy, and I get my inspiration the old fashioned way. I was working out on my property up north, and I was working on one of my mowing machines, and being the blues guy that I am, I started walking because I had to go get some bolts and parts and wrenches, and started singing When I Get to Town. And that's how the inspiration for that came, and it just kind of morphed into a song with my band.
And I want to ask you the same question about the title track off the new CD, Paul. The CD is called Pier 43. We're actually going to play the title track right after we speak here. What's okay. Pier 43 about?
Pier 43 is an instrumental, and I usually have a couple instrumentals on each one of my recordings. And my instrumentals try and capture a mood without words, you know, a musical mood. And when I was in my 20s, for three seasons, I worked on the docks in Milwaukee, loading freighters, being an extra man. And, there's something about doing stuff like that. And, you know, I worked there for probably 3 months of the year for 3 years. I don't know, just got under my skin, and I like getting to work at, you know, 7 o'clock, getting there at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and it'd be, and leaving at sometimes at midnight. We would pull long shifts. And there's just something moody and eerie about that I tried to capture in a musical sense.
It's pretty interesting that an instrumental became the title track of the album. So that piece, that song or the instrumental must really mean a lot to you.
It does. You know, I think it's like this last one here, When I Get to Town, I think that captured what a live blues band is supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was coming up, I got to go, you know, I got to go see everybody. I got to see B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, you know, Hound Dog Taylor, all of those, everybody. And you know, that music, when I was coming up, they were playing hard and aggressive and taking no prisoners on every show. And I don't believe that people know what that's like to go see that stuff. So that's what I was trying to, you know, the last song is like that. It takes no prisoners, you know. That's what, to me, Chicago blues guitar is like. It's different that, you know, it's not, it's a living, breathing, the song's different every time you play it. And Pier 43 that's coming up is like that too. It does have but it does put you in a mood, hopefully.
Paul Flipowitz joins us here on Max Inc. Radio. Pier 43 is the name of the new album. The release date is January 10th, so it's out there now. I'm assuming it's probably all over the internet, all the streaming platforms and everything, Paul.
It's It's not going to be released till the 10th of January.
Oh, it's still December. Forgive me. My brain.
Right, yeah, right. So it'll be, but it's going on all the streaming. It's not going on everything. And it's going to be on, you know, Spotify and Apple and all everything, you know.
And of course, so, get out to a Paul Flipowitz show. That's the best way to grab the CD. Plus, you get to see the live show. What's on your calendar up?
Actually, I am playing in Madison on December 29th at the Eastside Club. I did want to mention that.
Nice. That's a good place for the blues. They have a nice little bar in there, too, at the Eastside Club.
Yeah, and it's an early show. It's at 5:30, but it will be dark, so you can get the feel.
And, Paul, I understand there's some hidden tracks on this song featuring some of your hard driving band from 1979. Talk about that.
So I have two bonus tracks on the last two tracks are bonus tracks from 1979, a WIBA radio concert. They used to have live, they used to have a studio and they'd do live radio shows. And that band, it's me, I have Clyde Stubblefield on drums, Gary Zappa on bass, Fat Richard Drake, of course, Clyde Stubblefield needs no introduction. Mm-hmm. Gary Zappa, a bass player who played with Ben Sidran, and he played with me all these guys played with me for 5 or 6, 7 years there in the 70s and early 80s. Fat Richard Drake on sax, who was Luther's horn player for like 13 years, Luther Allison, that is. And Johnny Chimes, who's still in the neighborhood playing piano on it, and a guy from Texas named Will Smokey Log, who went on to have a pretty good career. I think me and Johnny Chimes and Zappa are the only guys left alive out of that band. But we had some hellacious shows that I wanted to document that fact. My guitar playing isn't as good then as it is now, I don't think, but it still, I think, stands the test of time.
I would agree with that. It's definitely stood this test of time for sure. You've done so much. This is your 11th album. You got a property full of vehicles to be fixed up and lawnmowers to be oiled and stuff like that, man. What's next for you, Paul? What's your goal for the next coming year here?
I just want to be healthy enough to keep doing shows. And I plan, I figure I'm good for another 10 years easy. But you know, I'm starting to slow down a little bit, which I don't really like to admit, but I'm, you know, the mind is there, but the body don't want to hold up like it should. So I'm trying to take better care of myself, but I'm still making shows. We're still getting it done.
Excellent. And, once again, tell us that show coming up here in Madison.
Okay. Yeah. The one on is December 29th at the Eastside Club, that's over over by there. Oldbrook up.
Yep.
Up, yeah.
All right.
And tomorrow I'm going to be in Milwaukee at the Anodyne Coffee Place. We're having a big extravaganza tomorrow afternoon at 6:00 with me and Al Dorn, who's a harp player, was in my band for about 3-4 years, and another guitar player named Robert Allen Jr., who's a great guitar player, good guy, who put it all together. So that's tomorrow. So, you know, we're doing it.
You're doing it. Paul, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the brand new CD. I know you've worked hard and long on it, and your heart and soul's in it. And you can really tell when you're listening to the songs. It's just good blues music, and thank you so much for it.
You bet, Jimmy. Anytime, man.
Pier 43 is the name of the new album. That's here, the title track right now. It's an instrumental, and it's really groovy. Check it out. Paul Flipowitz on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Paul Flipowitz right there. Angel Face, Pier 43. Thank you to Paul Flipowitz for taking the time out of the night and calling in. We're going to get him back here live in person in the Devil's Lair sometime in the near future. We just don't know when. In the meantime, get out, see a show, and pick up his brand new album. I'm Jimmy K. I'm out of here. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up next. Be sure to check out the New Year's show on thespaceship.tv and here at Civic Media. Got some Delta routine just around the corner right now from Milwaukee. It's Arrow and Over You, Max Inc. Radio.
I had a dream last night. I was watching you sleep. Your hair was soft and your breath was sweet. I wish I could stay asleep all day. In that dream is where I want to stay. Now there's only one thing that I wish I knew. How am I gonna get over you? Mm-hmm. winter's night. My tongue is tied and my head's not right. And how long will I feel so blue? Until the day I get over you. Until the day I get over you. Until the day I get over you. Until the day.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.